Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank all of our listeners today. We have a great show for you today. You'd be surprised at who's watching you. You know, my original contact with LinkedIn about the guilty charge they had placed on me without my knowledge and any of my actions, which they deemed to be as inappropriate. And, of course, my original contact was on a ticket with the long number here. On December the 27th, for several days, you have kept me from logging in, and none of my LinkedIn group members can access my group either, the Political Conservative Objective, most of which also contribute to my international radio program. We discussed the issue today on the radio, and no one sees this as a positive for LinkedIn. Why do you continue to reject my logins? Their response is the request was automatic responder, and it says from the customer support group, subject general restriction inquiry, thanks for contacting us. We'll be back to you as soon as possible. Members who can access their LinkedIn account can check the status of the submitted tickets anytime in the support history section of our help center. Regards, your LinkedIn customer experience team. Now, I just read the above stating that I could track the support in the support history ticket by clicking on that support history, except when you click on the support history, they ask you to log in. Hello? That was the problem. I was not allowed to log in. I got the following message when I tried to log in. Your LinkedIn account has been temporarily restricted. Several times I requested LinkedIn to tell me why they had restricted me, such as, you say I can check the status when I click on the link, it tells me to log in, and that happens to be the problem. I can't log in. Their answer was always coming back to fill out a request for online information. I filled out paperwork online to request my account records for LinkedIn to be forwarded to me, and I printed it so I would have a copy. They even provide a method of getting your signature, and they sent me the following, which is, hi, David, we received your completed data consent form and have sent the form to our legal department. They will connect you and contact you, and your request has been processed. Regards to the LinkedIn trust team. Next, some weeks later, I received this from the customer support message. Hi, David. We've recently received complaints from our members that you've sent unsolicited mass mailings and promotional materials in messages groups that appear to be phishing, spam, or abusive in nature. We realize not everyone understands how messages on LinkedIn should or should not be used. However, the LinkedIn user agreement prohibits using LinkedIn to connect with people you did not know and sending them unsolicited mailings. We have these policies in order to protect the values of LinkedIn network and everyone, and your LinkedIn account has been suspended pending your response stating that you'll adhere to LinkedIn user agreement privacy policies from this day forward. Sincerely, the LinkedIn team. And I replied to their email above following, I am an open networker and receive on a daily basis many requests from others to connect, which I have continued to receive even after being blocked. I do not solicit them nor others, nor have I any intention of doing so. I have a group of people that are members of my group, the Political Conservative Objective, and some were part of my international radio program who saw you're dropping me as a threat to them as well. Since there was no reason for you to do so, and ask that there is no further communication between us, since they feared you would attack them as well, for you to imply that another has indicated to you that I broke the rules on LinkedIn, and you accept that as truth and immediately drop me without my defense being considered would seem unfair at the very least. You have been a member of a group for many years, and to be connected with nearly 2,000 people, and to be continually receiving requests to connect would seem to contradict your perceived errors on my behalf. I feel that I have been unfairly selected and discriminated against without any basis other than someone whom you state says I am soliciting them, which is a lie. I know that there are those who do not share my views and would just as soon see me suffer in some manner, but I would not think that a national media would allow that to happen, even if the national media were swayed by their own views that match those of the complaining party, which might be political. For you to state categorically that I have sent promotional materials messaging groups that appear to be phishing, spam, or abusive in nature without even considering my defense input, that would seem illogical at best, guilty, and no need to be proven innocent, LinkedIn decides. I have done nothing wrong. I have no intention of doing anything wrong. I have not disobeyed LinkedIn rules, and I have been unfairly rejected from LinkedIn. I therefore ask you to cease and desist, disallowing me to sign in on my LinkedIn network and to reinstall all of my comments in each of the groups that I belong to, which have been removed. I have received numerous emails from friends who have asked what has happened to my comments in various groups where we were having discussions. I furnished them each as much information as I had, which presented itself while trying to log in. Everyone believes that it could only be a conspiracy against views that are not shared by the left in this country, which could also be the views of LinkedIn, thereby placing anyone with a conservative view as being guilty and no defense allowed. Please indicate this to be misconstrued and reinstall all of my comments and reinstall me in my groups and allow me to continue to accept invitations to connect without further harassment, which, as you say, was brought on by a few. Then I got an email back from LinkedIn stating that since I have agreed to comply with the rules, I have been reinstated. I've found that in each group that I revisited since the LinkedIn scam, that I cannot post in the group without being sent for review. I had to let each of the owners of those groups know what has taken place so they could go to my posting privileges and take away the censorship placed there by LinkedIn and not by them. Here is a strange thing that took place with one of the members of my group on LinkedIn called the Political Conservative Objective, and her name is Sandy Forbes, and she's given me permission to use her name here. She says, Happy New Year, David. Haven't been able to get on the group until yesterday. I placed a help center email days ago, and all they could tell me was, thanks for the interest in LinkedIn groups. Please understand that we are subject to our user agreement, and we're unable to discuss the group's current status with anyone but the group's owner. The group owner needs to contact us directly in order to resolve this issue. Please also note that you haven't been removed or restricted from the group. She just can't sign in and get into the group is the fact. And I then asked them, does the owner of the group know there is an issue with it? Will I be notified when it's fixed? Then they answered with, we're unable to discuss the group's current status with anyone but the group owner. The group owner needs to contact us directly in order to resolve the issue. And of course, she says, I at that point gave up. Simple question, does the owner know there is any issue with the site? Oh, well, glad you got it sorted out, David. Best wishes, Sandy. Now, a comment by one of the group members that comment on the LinkedIn scam in my group, The Political Conservative Objective, after they lifted the ban on me and all to be able to access the group, the comment was as follows. How many countries already do that? Censor, ban, block, disallow any comments that are against the international goal. Sites that promote to, quote, an oldie, sex, drugs, or rock and roll seem to post whatever they like, vile as it is. Yet, talk about something such as, oh, I don't know, maybe secession, for Texas or Oklahoma, and they freak out. Keep up the good work and a good fight, David. Now, by the way, I still have not received my account documents from LinkedIn, which they made me sign formal authorization for them to release. You got any oh yes, Maurice?
No, I agree with that. You know, thanks for and good morning, David. I appreciate you having me on the air again.
Sure.
I totally agree with that. And one of the things I think that probably made the biggest difference in getting you restored with LinkedIn was your YouTube video that you produced, which was really kind of humorous and very thorough. But it got the point clearly across as to what is having the problems within LinkedIn and their organization. I mean, nothing can be proven, but it's clearly quite obvious that it is strange. And even though I belong to lots of other groups on LinkedIn, you know, you weren't barred from that, but yet you were clearly barred from the Conservative American Objective. And
I was barred from each one of the groups, yes. I could not get on LinkedIn.
I wasn't. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
No. Yeah.
But at any rate, but that was the one group that was clearly blocked. And I didn't get any notifications at all from it, like you do all the other groups on a daily basis. There was absolutely nothing. So which leads me to suspect that it appears as though that it was clearly because it was conservative. If the conservative word was left out and substitute with liberal, I can guarantee you'd still be on today. And it's quite evident. And you see this happening all over in the press and any place else. You clearly see it. If you're a conservative, you're chastised, you're publicly shunned, you're ridiculed. But if you're a liberal, well, that's okay. And it goes to boil down to what I said in last week's show, and I constantly preach this whenever I speak, is that it's okay, liberals believe it's okay to have freedom of speech and your right to the laws as long as it agrees with their viewpoints. But if it disagrees with their viewpoints, then you don't have a right to your opinion, or your viewpoints just don't matter because you're stupid.
Oh, absolutely. No, I totally agree. There's not a single time that someone can make a statement from the conservative point of view and have any favorable outcome. I'll put it that way. There's, wouldn't you say that we, as a conservative sector, are just going to have to learn how to combat this? Don't we have the obligation to learn from our mistakes? Can't we see that those folks on that far left have done a thorough job at trashing everything that has been said by the conservatives, And that's been their point of view. In other words, just simply trash what the other guy says. Don't come up with any value or thorough response for yourself. Just simply trash the other guy, and it worked.
No, it does, absolutely, every single time. That's all they do. And once again, like I said in before, is that liberals do not like to be challenged. Once you challenge them, all they come up with, well, you're stupid, well, you're wrong. Well, tell me the reason why I'm stupid and tell me why I'm wrong. But they can't handle it. They can only handle talking points. It just goes to show you their mindset, you know, and their lack of comprehension or exploring what else is out there.
Exactly. You can't imagine two people getting into a conversation and just simply stating, well, you're wrong, and that's that. You'll simply do as I say. Well, that's exactly the attitude that has been placed out there. I have what I call the liberal left that has learned how to infiltrate the conservatives. Now, they can talk to you, but think of a used car salesman. Okay, they can come up and slap you on the back. And, oh, wow, you look at the wonderful, you look good, you sound good, everything is good, you know, to try to sell you a car. Well, if I had all of the statements in front of me, each one would slowly be trying to bend you in a different direction. For I'll take one example, gay marriage. Oh, no, we can't be against gay marriage. That's the first thing they'll attack us on. Oh, we can't be against gun rights because that'll be the first thing they attack us on. You see what I mean? They will come up with all types of jargon from a, oh, let me see how wonderful you are and what a friend I am to you. From that standpoint, to try to get you to change your mindset. I think it's, at least an intelligent attempt. I can't imagine them taking the other attitude with conservatives. I mean, the logic is we use logic, so wouldn't it be silly for them to say, you're wrong, just simply listen to me, you're wrong. It wouldn't work. So they have to come up with a different solution, right?
Absolutely. Every single time. That's just the way it is. You know, but once again, you know, they just refuse to open their minds to anything else that's out there. Absolutely refuse it.
Yeah, which is my point exactly. I can't imagine not having a I guess the shocking thing is that when I finally realized it, you know, it had to have a cataclysmic action. So if nothing else, this LinkedIn thing has exposed that to me. You know, they're just folks who, listen, we can't, don't call them dumb, don't give them these negative words. You know, they're trying to restructure and redevelop the mind of the conservative slowly. And every time they'd come into a basic issue that we disagree on, the word illegal, okay? I want you to just use the operable word illegal. If you stole a car and you were able to evade the authorities for 5, 10, 15 years, you are still going to get prosecuted for stealing that car when they catch you. Illegal is illegal, okay? Now, they would like you to believe, and I've even heard this coming out now on some of the conservative networks, maybe we should reconsider and let the illegals stay here in certain areas and try to figure a way, an easy path, if you will, to get them a legal right to stay here. Well, what message did we just get through sending to the world?
It's okay to be illegal.
Sure, you can break the laws over here, just simply flood across the borders, and be that as it may. You can't have that type of thinking, if you will. Illegal is illegal.
Clearly, there's no other way around it. That's exactly what it is. And if you're here illegally, you are here illegally. But once again, it all boils down to, with several topics that I spoke about before, David, is that, you know, here's the problem in this country. We have a bunch of people that are allegedly conservative. Well, speak up, people.
Exactly.
You know, why aren't you in here calling in? Why aren't you doing something, you know, that when somebody else does, and then you get a pat on the back? Well, you know, no, come on. Quit being a bunch of wusses. Get out there and speak up. There's nothing wrong with calling a spade. That's exactly right. What it is.
Correct.
Now, you are illegal. There's no
exactly.
other way around it.
We have a proud institution here and a wonderful way of accepting the immigrants coming to our country. That's how my ancestors came here. Okay? Flash, news flash.
Yep.
We already have a legal way to get here. Because you don't want to use that method, you want to override it, don't think that we are going to throw our Constitution away and say, okay, you can go ahead and do it. We're going to succumb. You know, the wuss attitude that you just got through impressing on. And I totally agree. We've got to stand up and be counted. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our way of living in this country. We are so damn politically correct, it stinks in this country. It absolutely stinks to high heaven.
And that's what's ruining America. We're politically correct.
Exactly.
No other country is politically correct. They don't care.
Yeah.
Exactly. They just call it the way it is.
Exactly. Everything is being dumbed down. We're restructuring everything. Now, I could care less about someone liking their own gender, their own sex, so to speak. But we have a long tradition built in through our Constitution, Bible, et cetera, and I don't give a damn if you don't like it. If you don't like it, go back to whatever country you want to. We have certain things here. There was one person who was able to take prayer out of the schools. Do you remember that? Do you remember her name?
Yeah. I don't remember her name, but I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Coming off, I'm having a dumb moment here, so I'll think of her name in a moment.
Well, if anybody else can think of it, please call in and tell us.
Well, you know, we've got a 11111 number here. I don't know who that is. Can you hear me? Hello? 11111. Can you hear me? You're on the air. Okay, 111. I don't see them as... they look like they're on, but they're not speaking. So, all right. Anyway, the idea is that we have a country that was, I'm telling you, was built. Our founding fathers had no idea what was going to be projected in the future, but they certainly did a marvelous job of thinking of things such as limited size of government because of what is happening right now. Had they gone a little bit further and put another amendment in that Constitution that made term limits mandatory for everybody, I think we would have a better country. We've got these lifers that are in there that have learned thoroughly how to steal, and we are being punished for that. I mean, think of it. Right now, 8-year term for a president. Why shouldn't it be the same for a House or a Senate leader? You get in there and you start learning the system and they start mandating that you follow the rules and all that kind of stuff and to bring the pork back to your community so you have so much pork in a bill when it's signed. You talk about, well, we're helping this underprivileged group here or something, and they'll come up with a number, and then you read it, and there is, it's $150 million for Alaska and for Hawaii, for down here, over there, and it's obviously crooked. It's just a crooked method that we got to fix, and we got to have the kahunas to stand up and be counted and stop this passiveness. How do you feel about that exchange between Romney and Obama when Romney was just given a free pass instead of speaking up on things like Benghazi, for God's sakes, which is, and by the way, I believe one of the major things that are going to be the downfall and the criminal thing linked to Obama. I mean, he's got a whole lot there, but that's a big plate. You have any views on that?
Well, interesting. Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's a whole lot of it there. I mean, this is worse than Watergate, which actually brought into my mind because I think it was yesterday was Richard Nixon's 100th birthday, or would have been.
That
consequence, and everybody made such a big deal about Watergate. And the long and the short of it, what the hell was Watergate? Nothing. Nothing. The Democrats did that with George Bush when he was running for political office back in 1980. But you didn't hear a peep out of that in the media. It came out one story, and that was it. It was the exact same thing. They broke into his offices, tried to steal the records or whatever the deal was, and you heard one little peep, but that was it. It was covered up by liberal biased media in this country. Now, the issue with Benghazi right here, how long has this been continuing on? Do you see any other major news networks capitalizing on this and demanding answers? No. The only one you ever saw was radical right-wing, you know, anti-everything, Fox News. Well, sorry, at least Fox News had the know-how to bring it to the forefront here. Nobody else did, and they're sweeping this underneath. And what happened when Hillary Clinton comes to testify? She gets this diplomatic illness, which I don't buy it for one bit. But I can guarantee you what's going to come up, and she's supposed to testify in 2 weeks before Congress, that, you know what, she, because of the concussion, she had memory loss. She can't quite remember. I can guarantee you this is the next thing. You're never going to get a straight answer. Well,
absolutely.
If that is the case, Hillary Clinton, and you heard it here from me first, then therefore your political career is over. You will not ever be able to run for a president of the United States or any other political office because of your short-term memory loss that will impair your ability to lead further.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that not correct?
So, absolutely. You've got it.
So hear it now, Hillary, and hear it now, liberals, if you're listening to this. Your token next candidate for president of the United States, Hillary Clinton, is dead in the water until she testifies against Benghazi right here and brings forth all documented papers, not just been edited out or like you did with the shooting in Mexico where the border guards agents were murdered. Basically, and the only paperwork that where
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, thank you. And the only paperwork that was handed forth from Fast and Furious were the ones that were edited and documented, and certain ones are left out. No, bring out the full file so everybody can see. And
exactly.
Where is the media not demanding this? And furthermore, where is everybody else, all conservatives in this country, that sit around and bitch and complain about everything but don't step forth? And, you know, and question this or demand answers.
Oh, absolutely. And here's a big cherry to put on that pile of toxic waste. How about this? We don't have time for Congress from Biden yesterday. We're going to have to do it with executive order to start getting rid of these guns in this country. People who have guns are just, you know, bad folks. We got to get rid of those guns. And, you know, I think that would be a great, what I'm going to say, the ravel for the undoing. There's about 300 million gun owners. I can't imagine that a gun owner who has a gun to protect his family and himself and property, as well as to hunt and the normal things with guns. I can't imagine that even the worst brain dead individual not being able to see what happens to countries after they remove the guns. Okay, you have entered into the land of guess who? We want to start back with the guy with the teeny mustache. And come forward? Oh, come on. This is not going to fly, and it's just another one of those little ravels that when we get our hands on it and start unraveling, we're going to see the man behind the curtain. Okay, for all of those out there, yes, I wrote about that in my book, The President 2012 Patriot or Puppet for Billionaires. That's about the guy behind the curtain who's actually pulling the strings for the man in the front. I mean, we can go into great detail about what is so terribly wrong with that president, and I'm not going to go there, i.e. birther thing, but you can't imagine having anything that is logical being played out on the media that is so controlled and owned by people who are so far left. It's pathetic. I can't even stand to say MSNBC, much less the names that are on there. And now, who is this guy, the English guy on CNN, who is scamming around about the guns and we should get rid of the guns? What's the limey's name? I forget. Pierce Morgan.
I don't watch.
I don't watch it, but I have been given a video of that interview he had with a gentleman who offered to whip his ass there on stage because of his stupidness. But it's incredible. You can't even relate to some of the things. I mean, for instance, can you imagine that Obama said to Boehner in the meeting for that physical cliff thing that we don't have a spending problem?
Absolutely. Unbelievable. Talk about out of touch. Out of touch. But yet these are the same people that were criticizing George W. Bush, totally out of touch. And his father, too. He was totally out of touch. That's all you ever heard with the realities of the world. Excuse me? What
exactly.
The hell is Obama? He doesn't have a clue. And yet he's talking about, and the other thing that drives me nuts is about out of touch, let's talk, since you brought up the gun control issue right here. Excuse me, your hometown here in Chicago is quickly becoming murder capital of the world. Sorry, not the world, but of the United States, I should say. And you know what? And we have the strictest gun laws here in Chicago. Well, guess what, people? It's not working. It's not working.
Yeah. And
your
look,
chief
look
of
who
staff
his choice
is mayor
was.
Of Chicago. He can't even control that.
Uh-huh. Look at who his counterterrorism pick was, okay, Mr. John Brennan.
Yep.
Okay. Can you even imagine? I know that everyone has heard of some of the stupid remarks from this guy throughout his tenure, who now is supposed to be going to be head of the CIA. Can you even imagine? Don't you start to feel sick at your stomach with some of the Obama picks in the positions? They're going to be bringing death to Americans. I mean, this Benghazi thing is only the beginning.
Absolutely, and that's what you want. He's that stupid. Obama's not stupid. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He wants to bring death to America and have this radical Marxist left-wing attitude brought into this country because it's so much better than capitalism or what our founding fathers believed that this country was designed for.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is. Oh, by the way, don't forget, we don't hear a word about all the czars.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That are
there,
that are grossly overpaid.
How about the czars that are committed communists, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know, how about this one? How about Hegel? Who's going to be nominated for the what the hell?
Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of Defense, yeah. No nukes, global zero.
Yeah.
He says all others cheat, we don't. Now I add a little cliche to that. Therefore, we die. The dumb ass. Come on, please. We're going to go over to somebody like the Iran leader over there and say, okay, we trust you. You don't have any nukes.
Oh,
who
absolutely.
Is
yeah.
this idiot?
Well, that's what they've done in the past. We trust you. We don't have any nukes. Okay, no problem. We'll take your word for it.
Sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Isn't this it's incredible. I can't even imagine how we can suffer by just sitting through this. Now, I, for one, believe we are going to have to grow a couple. We've got to get up off of our ass and on our feet and realize that we've been beaten by people that we're going to continually call the brain dead. Well, let's see. They've learned how to lead the brain dead, okay?
Absolutely.
So why not let's learn how to do that? Okay, they penetrated, and I truly believe this. This is my opinion. Now, I don't have any proof of this. They penetrated groups like mine who come on and they slowly work their way in. And every time you come up with one of those national issues that are certainly not accepted by the left, they find little sweet ways to say, now we can't talk like that. We have got to come up with a better solution. Hey, I was even sold on it. Come on, I want to try to find some bullet points to go talk with the dummies out there. No, I don't think that's the way. I think we need to come up with good, intelligent people to come out and get on that cornerstone. I mean, look, they're trying to say that the Tea Party is dead and that there is nothing alive about it. Well, of course they want to attack that. They want it to disappear, you know? There are people who care about this country. And I, for one, cannot believe that we can't assemble enough of the great minds to go into the churches, to go into the different various groups and to start conversations just like this. I mean, just plain common sense. You can't replace that when you're talking something that is provable. I mean, you can prove everything that we're talking about. We're not making crap up.
No.
So if you can prove those kinds of things, how come good logic can't be utilized and be able to bring people to different conclusions than they have been given by saying, you just don't believe them over there, that's the conservatives, you don't believe them, you just believe what I'm going to be doing and saying. I know what's best for you. And how is that working for them? You know, how is that? Can't we come up with this and something to say?
No, it is working, and that's what I've been saying all the time. That's what liberals got so far ahead in this country, because they're saying that the average person is too stupid. You can't get ahead. You need us to help you get ahead because you can't think for yourself. And they did that with the black community, and that's why the blacks are the way they are today. And they're doing that with the Hispanic community, and that's what's making them what they are today.
Absolutely. You
They've
know,
gotten into crime.
But you and I talked about this a little bit on another show, and I think this is a way to go. You opened my mind in this one area. I talked about that the Hispanics normally in the Central South America area have great family values. Now, I think we need to capitalize on that and say, really, folks, when they're trying to tell you that, you know, we got to get the religion out of schools, we got to go back to what we're doing right now. Can't we say, listen, hey, Dr. Phil's words, how's that been working out? Look at the kids who are more developing more homicidal killers and et cetera, because there are no family values. We've lost the dinner table discussion. The fathers are gone. The mother's raising four or five different kids that are born from different fathers. And we've lost that dinner table connection. We've got to start talking about it to the Latinos, because normally they are family oriented and fathers are part of the family, etc. I think we need to go in it logically and attack it that way. What do you think, Morris?
Well, no, I agree. And I've been saying that all along, you know. And that's why, but you're seeing this like in inner cities here where there's a vast majority of Hispanics here too. Well, there's a vast majority of any minority immigrant in any inner city. But the fact remains, they're becoming exactly like what the liberals have done to the blacks. They're all siring kids by different fathers. And then furthermore, they don't pay attention to their faith and values. And this is the norm that's being brought into them. And they're all on the welfare system. And why is that? Well, because liberals have made them that way. And the reason they make them that way is because they can control them. It's the hamster effect. When they get a little hungry, then they give them a little more lettuce to munch on. That keeps them quiet for a while. Then they start rising up again. They give them a little more lettuce, and they're happy for a while. And that's exactly what's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
And they thought that you're too stupid to get ahead. That's not the case.
Right, right. You're
brilliant.
You hit
people.
It so close. And by the way,
I can say that because I'm half Mexican.
Yeah, well, see, here's the deal. I'm Heinz 57. I've got a whole lot of a lot of crap in me. We can go right back to what we talked about earlier. But we came over here through the system being the American system, and we progressed in a logical fashion. Things that were presented in a free country, free enterprise, and now we've got this socialist, communist, Marxist group headed by that number one that wants to take all of that away. The rich guy, that mean old BS, he's got to pay his fair share. We don't need to stop the damn spending. We need to go on up with the controls and find regulations to get in every facet of your life. Federal government does not belong in your private life.
No,
okay?
That's not.
They've got two jobs to do: protect America and Americans. Read the damn Constitution. Every day we're getting stronger and stronger controls of our everyday life from the government, and we are not building and creating jobs on the taxpayers' back. Couldn't we just agree on that?
Nope. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's our way. No way. And by the way, you look at, you know, the biggest opponent of this right here is your president of the United States right here. He will not compromise. It's his way or no way.
Exactly. Look
and
at
the
this.
Constitution, that's why you had Congress.
Uh-huh.
It's separation of powers there.
Absolutely.
But
think what he's walking on it right now.
Yeah.
The executive order thing. We're going to stop these guns. Well, you bet he wants to get the guns off the street.
Sure.
That's the reason the Japanese didn't hit the west coast of this country. They went over to Hawaii. It's because they knew every man had a gun over here.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
Sure. And by the way, the reason why they had the Second Amendment in there is guns, because they wanted the government to fear the people.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
In England, they banned that.
Exactly.
And,
look at what their record is.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it wasn't but a few years ago that you saw the bobbies in London now being able to start carrying guns. Before, they never had to. And the reason was it went back from centuries ago because they didn't need to, because they banned the guns. Or firearms, period, I should say.
Yeah, so now when you ban the guns, only the criminals have them. Do you think they have integrity? Oh,
no.
Wait a minute, it's against the law for us to have a gun. We're not going to have one. Bullshit. The
guns,
the Fast and Furious. How about the government supplying guns to criminals? Come on.
Yeah.
We are a nation of laws, of course, but we're a nation of a constitution. That's what's made us so great. And for them to try to eliminate it, turn it into shambles, is scaring me.
Oh, it's deplorable.
Yeah.
It's absolutely deplorable. You have a few elitists here that know what's best for everybody and how to change a whole government.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is what is deplorable. And now we have radical newspaper, left-wing activists that are publicizing everybody in the media who has a gun.
Right, right.
Yeah, why don't you do this? Why don't you reverse that and publicize everybody in the country that does not have a gun?
There you go. So
fair. That's fair then.
Right, exactly. Now they will learn that, hey, whose door is going to be kicked in first?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not going to be the guy with some guns in his house.
Mm-hmm. And so what if you banish guns? What's the next thing you do? Banish knives? Banish machetes?
Right.
At that one woman in California. Called that intruder up with a machete.
Exactly. Now, I can't imagine not having my guns. Okay, number one is being from Texas originally, we were brought up to respect your elders, walk around people, give them the benefit of the doubt, blah, blah, blah. And then as you got older, you were taught that there you do all of that and more, and then when you cannot be allowed to walk around someone, you put them on boot heel. You know, there is not going to be a time where you're going to run scared. You're going to have respect.
You're going
to
have respect.
But when you are not able to give that respect, I mean, that is one of the reasons why the outlaws of New York, the mafia. The mafia never got a foothold in Texas. Everybody wanted to shake the hand and say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir, and all of that. But that was not weakness.
No, it wasn't.
That was respect.
That was respect is right.
You
still have that today.
Yeah.
That's why I love going to Texas, because you have that respect.
Yeah. You can't imagine how good it makes you feel to pull your grocery basket back and let an older person go in front of you to go, you know, check out their groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Try that here in Florida. They will run over you.
Oh, I know it. I know. That's happened to me in Publix in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's
bless
not going
to.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't imagine, you know, I've got a contributor here. I don't know if you've looked at this chat room where that the person says, we've got a new name for progressives. It's regressives. I thought
yeah.
that was pretty cute. Yeah. Hopefully they'll have the courage to dial in and bring those.
Well, come on. I said this last week. Where are these people listening? Dial in. You know?
Yeah. Program audio is going on and out.
Yeah, no kidding. Come on,
okay.
People, dial in.
Yeah.
We welcome.
Yeah.
We want to hear some other viewpoints.
You know, if there could be any one little testimony as to how the government is really trying to take over and watch your every move, the TSA wants to be everywhere in 2013, and that they want, you know, to be against all types of things. They want to bring new technologies in to you know, spy on this and to check that and all of the thing. It's amazing how we just, why can't we learn? I mean, it's just so amazing. Why can't we simply learn by our mistakes? That's why I keep saying there's no reason why we can't come up with a solution that the far left has. Come on, they've been working on this for well over 100 years. I call it the progressive left.
Yep.
We have got brains and we have logic. Let's come up with solutions to beat their ass just like they beat us. They used what was there and available, okay? You want to say that the far left is a bunch of schmucks who can't even understand what's on the regular news of every day. I always go back to that one interview that I have somewhere. I don't have it here right in front of me. But where an interviewer is out talking to people on the street. And he was talking about many, many things, and they would screw each of them up. But the one that really hangs in my mind is when they were asked, do you know what Benghazi is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the major answer was, let's see, yeah, it was a character in Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't so pathetic, you know, it would be absolutely hilarious. But, okay, we have that looking at us. How do we go in and find a method of contacting and talking with those kind of people? So instead of talking about Benghazi, maybe we ought to, you know, again, dumb it down to a certain extent where they can understand it and how it's going to replicate of taking dollars from their pocket. Okay, there's not
well,
going to be a time.
People are starting to see that now.
Huh?
But I remind them that people are starting to see this now with their new first paychecks.
Yeah.
In the year. How much
right.
more taxes are coming out, and now they're having a fit. Well, we didn't know this was going to happen. Yes, you did.
Yeah, 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 you can't.
But blame your own people that you voted for.
Right, yeah, I can imagine if there was one thing that we've done very poorly, and that is from Lyndon Baines Johnson forward, we have not learned to help people recognize that the more someone's obligations are taken care of, the less they are apt to be able to take care of themselves.
Well, now what's the purpose of that? To control
yes,
them.
Yes, to control them. That's how we need to bring that to light. We need to write books. We got to get radio programs like this. We got to get we're not going to be on regular television. I mean, for God's sakes, they would, you know, crucify us to make statements like this. But we got to come up with, and I'm working desperately to get a television combination with this radio program, so it can be televised, on YouTube, so that we can have some kind of connection out there where people can actually learn these things. And just to be realistic with people, and not, you know, call, like you said in the beginning, let's call a spade, let's get out there and stop with the political correctness. I don't give a damn you don't like what I'm saying. Tell me why you don't like it, if it's got some logic to it, and has some value. Well, let's consider it. But if not, if you just say it, geez, because somebody else said it was politically correct, well, that's what it is. You know, I'm sorry, it's not going to fly. We have to be back in our values of yesteryear and bring them forward. And that means turning back the clock and putting things back in the schools, like the prayer, or at least acknowledging. I don't know how all of those are going to finally work themselves out, but we've got to stop letting the progressives destroy this country.
Speaking of schools, David, talking about educating people, let us not forget, they don't even teach civics anymore in school, or government, unless it was rewritten.
Exactly.
That wasn't the way it was.
Yeah, it is so pathetic. We are in a laundry list of, number one, the Department of Education, in my view, should be abolished. What has the government got to do with local? Government should be local, okay? That's number one. If you don't like what's happening in local, you fire that guy that's your local person, okay? The state and the local governments govern, and all else by the federal government is to protect the states and the people and the land and et cetera, and the borders. Okay, I may throw that in to keep the borders from being crossed illegally and that type of thing. Yes, I certainly believe that. What would that do to the national debt? Bring it down to back to George Washington days, okay?
Right.
Not $18 trillion and climbing, but back to absolute normalcy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to live within a budget. Everybody does. The only person that doesn't see that is people who realize that with making more than $28,000 a year, they would be deprived of $65,000 worth of freebies. Somehow, I don't know how that's going to be a hill to climb, and I think that we have to start it first with the Latinos, because they're such family-oriented people. We've got to start somewhere, and I think that's going to be the logical place to start, so that, number one, we can finally get the message across that, look, this is America. We have a free society. You're free to not work for somebody if you don't think they're paying you enough. We don't want to have a union to come in and tell the employer, we don't give a damn about your profit. We don't care if you go out of business. You pay these people this. Okay? We don't need that. Okay? That's called Marxism, communism crap. Okay?
Yep.
This is free enterprise. We've got to get back to logic and to free enterprise, make it an acceptable environment for business. Why wouldn't you want to ship your business out of here if the government says, wait a minute, we're gonna tax the hell out of you? Well, think about this. Tell me if this makes logical sense to you. I've been in business most of my adult life. What is a tax? A tax is an expense, an overhead. Who pays for the overhead? Your client, your customer, the person who purchases your service or product. People need to be taught that. We've got to get people back to the realization, and you were talking about what's missing in schools. We need to teach what business is so they can realize that taxing a business doesn't do anything but raise the price of the good that you're going to be trying to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason why we should even have an unemployment line. We could be fracking, we could be natural gas, we could be drilling, and those are very high-paying jobs. Plus, we would be energy independent in 10 years. How in the world can anyone not understand that?
No, it's getting worse. And you're talking about energy independence. They've been saying that since Carter. And their excuse is, well, it's always going to take 10 years for them to develop that before it actually comes to fruition here. Well, excuse me, how long ago was Carter in office? And the liberals are still saying it's going to take 10 years? How long ago was that? Can you add the math for me? Because I'm stupid. I'm a stupid conservative. I can't figure that out myself. That was a few years ago, right? And they said the same thing during Clinton. Well, it'll take 10 years. Excuse me, where are you now? And Obama's saying that now. Now we got to start growing algae in what, petri dishes? That's going to heat up a house?
That's not the
pitiful
crap. Well, let me just say this. Just one little thing. That pipeline from Canada down here would have created 200,000 high-paying jobs, just that one little thing alone.
Absolutely.
Do you know what the oil drilling and fracking and all that, we would have to be more lenient on people coming to this country because we would have such a demand for jobs.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, let us not point out for that, Canada has all this oil. They're going to sell it. Where are they going to sell it to? They're going to sell it to China.
Sure.
And you know something else? Canada bent over backwards to comply with every law imposed by the EPA and the government. And what happened, this goes to show you that Obama, the left-wing radical Marxist president that we have sitting in the White House right here, leader of the free world, screwed and is continuing to screw every single one of our allies.
Absolutely.
That's what he did. He told Canada to go to hell. And that's exactly what he did. And Canada invested billions of dollars to bring this in here.
Absolutely. I cannot imagine for one second that he is ignorant on that. I think it is just like you talked about, a planned event to destroy this country. He would like it to be a third world country. It came into office apologizing for us. He has a Muslim lady who is Valerie Jarrett, who is his main person in the office. He has never acknowledged Christianity in that White House. But he has gotten on his knees with Muslims in that White House.
Absolutely. Okay. And what's happening?
I cannot
the Muslims turn around and laugh
that.
At him. No, they don't. Oh, by the way, Valerie Jarrett also gets Secret Service protection too, by the way, now at our expense. 24 hours a day. Yeah. And she has no qualifications whatsoever to be in that position.
How about
none.
The $28 million they just Obama family just got through spending for their little Christmas vacay?
Oh, did that number actually get put out?
Oh, yeah.
It was. $28 million. Okay, great. Yeah. Now, what is this inauguration going to cost?
Oh, wow. Isn't this
going to be? Anybody seen that? Did you notice who the big companies that donated to that were the ones that got kickbacks from Obama, like Google, Microsoft, GE?
Yeah.
You know, excuse me, GE doesn't pay taxes, so they're going to contribute to that.
How about one of the biggest shenanigans in the world, this green guy, Al Gore?
God.
You know, I'm so sick of even looking at his stupid face. I get the creeps.
I call him gravy-sucking Al Gore.
But, you know, it's just because his is surfacing. That shit is flowing over in Washington. That same attitude.
Nobody's saying, why are they allowing that? They can stop that if they want. Here you have Al Gore that made over $100 million alone on global warming, this false pretense of global warming, doom and gloom, and now he sells out to, you know, Al Jazeera, who was backed by a bunch of people that want to kill every infidel in the world here, basically. And then you sell it for $500 million. How much money did this guy make? Oh, the wealthy? Oh, by the way, Al Gore, where's all your money? And by the way, where did your family money originally come from? Wasn't it tobacco and strip mining and such that everybody's so against now?
You can't. It just gets to where I'm certain that if we could bombard the people on a daily basis on issues and let them realize what is taking place, let's just call it education. Let's go right back to education. Certainly, we've got to improve the school education, but it has nothing to do with the government. We need to fire the government. Okay, it needs to be fired. You go back to the Constitution. You take care of America and Americans. That's it. And you leave the rest to local government. That way you can vote with your shoes. How about this? You don't like what's going on in this area right here. Move to another one and let those people, you know, shut that incorrect government down, if you will. But we've got to get back to education. Education is key. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being on the show. I hope that you're here every week. Maurice, I'm going to have to bow out now.
Thank you.
And till next week.
Indeed.
So
bye-bye.
Dear President Obama, we, the people, have stated resolutely we reject your vision for our country. You claim you have not heard us. We, the people, have assembled across America resisting your efforts to subvert our Constitution and undermine our liberty. You claim you have not seen us. Since you have not acknowledged our message, let us here present it once more. For if, as President Wilson said, a leader's ear must ring with the voices of the people, the time has come. Our greatest treasure is freedom, the absence of restraints on our ability to think and to act. The corollary of freedom is individual responsibility. We believe in the power of the individual. A few years ago, President Bush said, "History moves toward freedom because the desire for freedom is written in every human heart." Let us add that we will preserve it only as long as devotion to freedom is expressed in the heart of our actions. When President Lincoln